State player and for Bob Surratt this morning, and Dean Richards joins us from WGN-TV. Good morning, my friend.
Howdy.
Sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. What's happening?
Love the Walter E. Smith ladies.
Yes, they're doing a little Price is Right thing. Did you catch that?
Their commercials are so funny. Nothing will ever top when they spoofed my Victory Auto Records commercial. But
did you get paid for that?
They're still doing okay.
Because you're not getting paid for the other one. Are you still getting paid for that?
No, I don't get paid for the... I got paid one time for the original.
Yeah.
I probably would make more money if I worked at McDonald's right now than I did for that.
I just thought maybe, you know, in 10 years when you retire, you'd get some residual checks from that.
Yeah, not a big residual package on the Victory Auto. For me, or you know who I feel sorry for, is that poor guy who the car door fell off on.
Wait, Bob?
Bob's his name. Bob Zamuda.
Okay,
I think is his name. He got, he told me that he got $25. He was a tow truck driver for them, and they said, hey, come on over here, we need you to do something for a second. He was like,
just for a second.
And he did the commercial, and he's you know, a legendary character in TV history now.
That old car is worth money.
Right, he said that. Save that, that's going to be the first line of my obituary.
Oh God, that's horrible.
Oh, well.
Oh, that's horrible. So you know, I flip around late night TV. I'm not as loyal as I used to be, like with the Lettermans and stuff. I probably like Kimmel a little bit more, but I do bounce around all three. Do you?
I don't know why popping up on my Facebook page lately are all these old David Letterman clips, and I love it. I don't know why it suddenly started, but I have wasted more time this week watching old Letterman clips and laughing my stupid head off.
Yeah, see, that's...
I miss that show so much.
That's time well spent, honestly, watching some of that classic stuff. But it's just, Kimmel's probably the closest to him, I guess, in my mind.
Yeah.
That's old school.
I agree.
But I do bounce around, and I saw No Colbert last night. So what's his story?
Rerun for Colbert last night, unexpectedly, because during the day it was announced that he has tested positive for COVID-19. I guess he's doing okay. Mild symptoms, as you know, most people now are getting who are vaccinated and boosted. But he is going to be out for a while. Not only was he not on last week, but he also tweeted out that he's not going to be back on the air until May 2nd. Hmm. So he's going to be off for a while. And he was on Twitter, I think this morning, joking that he's happy because he will. This proves that he will do anything to avoid interviewing Jason Bateman.
That's awesome.
Apparently, they have one of those fake TV feuds.
Kimmel, Matt Damon kind of thing.
I need to get somebody to feud with.
Oh, don't make it me, please.
I need to get somebody. I need to start a fake feud with somebody.
You've had a few real feuds, though, so I think you're covered.
That's true. That's very true.
You don't have to make anything up for that. Bill Murray, what's going on with our buddy Bill?
Oh, Bill Murray. Yeah, just never a dull moment. He's making a movie right now that is called Being Mortal, which is an adaptation of Being Mortal, Medicine, and What Happens in the End about death and dying. That was written and directed by the other comedian, Aziz Ansari. So, Bill, the production has now been suspended because there's been a complaint of, quote, inappropriate behavior made against Bill Murray. What exactly happened has not been revealed, but a complaint was made by a member of the crew. And the production company says we're made aware of the complaint. We're immediately looking into it. And after reviewing the circumstances, they say it's been decided that the production cannot continue at this time. So we'll wait and see what, I'm sure at some point it's going to come out, whatever the inappropriate behavior was. Let me tell you, I've been around Bill Murray quite a few times. With interviews, you can I don't want to say that it's been inappropriate, but you can never predict what's going to happen when you're in the neighborhood of Bill Murray somewhere.
Yeah, you've said that, but you know, it's like when someone's accused, if you know, are they guilty, are they not guilty? Anyone can accuse anybody of anything, but you know,
for the production company to shut everything down as a result of that says something. But you know, as I've said so many times with these allegations, sometimes they wind up being true and sometimes they don't. You can't let this play out in the media. You know, and just like you would want,
yeah,
or anybody would want, you know, all the facts to be heard and you know, a fair trial, essentially. You don't want to rush to judgment on things like this. It's life-changing.
It's true. Absolutely. Lots going on this weekend. You saw Moulin Rouge last night?
Yeah. It was the official opening. It's been open in previews for a while. And then they had a COVID outbreak in the cast.
Oh.
And several of the main cast members were out with COVID. This was a couple of weeks ago. So they had to postpone the official opening of it. But the understudies have been doing an amazing job filling in, I understand. But last night was the official opening. This is a show that you have got to see. It is big and bold and colorful, with one great song after another. They took, you know, the basis all comes from the original motion picture with Nicole Kidman and Ewan McGregor, but they've updated all the music in it. Now they have music from Lady Gaga and Adele and Prince.
That's cool.
All the music is completely updated, and all of that strung through a beautiful and sometimes heartbreaking love story set in this bohemian, Parisian, legendary nightclub. It is just a fantastic show. It's almost 3 hours with an intermission. So be aware of that. But if you want just a completely entertaining night of songs that you'll be able to sing along with, can't recommend it enough. It's at the Nederlander Theater through May the 14th. Also, right across the street is the Goodman Theater, and this is the final weekend for Sean Hayes' Goodnight Oscar. It's going to close on Sunday and then eventually go to New York, where it's going to win all kind of Tony Awards, I promise.
It's cool.
The best show in town right now. I'm told that it's completely sold out, but maybe you can get your name on a waiting list and some tickets may pop up at the last minute. Sound of Music is out at the Marriott Lincolnshire right now. The Prom is at the Cadillac Palace Theater through Sunday. The 80s metal musical Rock of Ages, I saw that this past weekend at the Paramount. Also very good. Also loaded with one familiar song after another.
That's cool.
Great job at the Paramount through May the 29th. Music going on this weekend includes the Alan Parsons Live Project. Remember, Eye in the Sky?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The music that introduced the Bulls through their, you know, their heyday. I think still, do they still use that? It's been such a long time I've gone to a Bulls game.
Yeah, I don't know.
But anyway, it's the Alan Parsons Project is at the Genesee in Waukegan. We have Mort's Day and the Time at the venue at the Horseshoe Casino in Hammond. Lord is at the Chicago Theater tonight and tomorrow. Wilco at the Auditorium Theater tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. Tony Orlando and Dawn. This is right down your alley.
Yeah.
Tony, not Dawn, just Tony Orlando.
Yeah.
And also Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr., Saturday at the Desplaines Theater, Sunday at the Arcata Theater out in St. Charles. This is also right up your alley, rapper Busta Rhymes.
You know, people know, though, if I interview these people, they're going to die soon. That's just how just how it happens.
Is that how it works?
It does. It does.
Make a mental note to stay off of your show, then.
Yeah. I got about another minute here. Yeah, what do we got?
That's at the Piazza Theater in Aurora. Let me just tell you a couple of movies that I'm recommending. And this new Nicolas Cage movie is hilarious. He plays himself and self-spoofs his every one of his on-air, on-screen personas in this movie. There's a CIA story that's weaved into it, but the reason to go see this movie is to watch Nicolas Cage make fun of himself.
Himself, yeah.
It's called The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. Gave it a Dean's List B+.
Ah, cool.
For the kids, there's an animated The Bad Guys that's out this week, and this Nordic adventure called The Northmen, starring Alexander Skarsgård. Also very good. I gave it a Dean's List B-.
Very cool. Magic Johnson on your Sunday morning show. He's got a big show, movie on, or documentary.
Docuseries.
Yeah, Apple TV.
Yeah, that. And I also wanted to just mention that tomorrow night I'm going to be hosting the Rita Hayworth Gala. This is the annual gala that's put on by the Alzheimer's Association in downtown Chicago. It's all to raise money for research and support and care for people who are living with Alzheimer's, which sadly has affected so many of our families now. So if you want ticket information, you can, or if you would just like to make a small donation to the Alzheimer's Association, ALZ.org.
Thank you, buddy. Have a great weekend.
See ya.